Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have some breaking news. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is in total meltdown mode after multiple Republican senators dipped out of Washington after putting a bill on the floor to fund the Department of Homeland Security, or at least TSA and multiple other agencies that need immediate funding. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate unanimously voted to pass this funding bill in the middle of the night, and then it was up to the House. Well, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just rolled over like a little good boy for Donald Trump and decided to shoot down this funding, therefore showing the American people whose fault this is. Very clearly showing the American people only a few months before the midterms that the Republican Party will play games with the funding of TSA workers and other Americans if it means that Donald Trump can have, I don't even know, what he deems leverage in his sick, twisted mind. Well, this is a full-blown collapse of coordination inside the Republican Party, driven by Donald Trump directly. Before I play you these clips of the meltdown, here's a simple version of what happened and why Republicans are dipping out of D.C. So Senate Republicans actually did their job. They came together after 45 days of this shutdown, and in a rare move, they pushed forward a funding measure to keep key parts of the government running, specifically the Department of Homeland Security. This included TSA, airport security, the stuff that keeps us safe and people moving on a daily basis. And then they said, we will talk about ICE later and put that in the reconciliation bill. This wasn't some fringe vote that barely passed. It was unanimous. Everybody agreed, but this is where everything broke. Then, when it went back to the House, because you know it has to pass both chambers of Congress, Mike Johnson came in and realized, Donald Trump doesn't want me to do this. I'm in a very tough position right now. So Mike Johnson shoots down the bill, spikes down the bill, and then has to answer why he did that in front of a bunch of reporters who are asking very genuine questions. First, let's start off with Senate Leader Thune dipping out of D.C. rapidly.
How you feeling? Resolved.
What's that?
Are you thinking everything is resolved, working out well? The House is going to do their job?
Well, we'll see. We made some temporary headway, but we got a lot of work to do still.
They thought they made some temporary headway. Well, the House did not do their job. They shot it down. You then see Senator Marsha Blackburn sneaking out of D.C. She's trying. Look at how they're trying to block her very intentionally. I need someone to do this for me when I'm in the airport. These are supposed to be our representatives and senators, and they're not publicly accessible. Like, I was joking around about someone doing this for me, but I love meeting people in the airport. I love talking to you all in the airport or wherever I am. It seems like our own public servants on the Republican side don't want to be held accountable by Americans. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Look how close we are to 2 million subscribers, which is a record for Gen Z-built independent media. And honestly, it's all you guys. You guys are helping me every single day push forward, break the news, debate more MAGA, and win back our country. But I'm showing you right now, multiple Republican leaders are dipping out of D.C. because the Senate is now on vacation. Now, here's where the House comes in. Let me show you Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being asked, hey, you and Thune from the Senate don't seem to be on the same page.
Democrats will continue to play politics.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You and John Thune are not on the same page. You came out and criticized Democrats. He was the engineer behind this. Why are you guys not on the same page? And are you not extending the shutdown? If you were to accept what the Senate had passed, this could end tonight and the TSA lines would shrink.
I wouldn't call John Thune the engineer of this. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate have forced this upon the Senate. I have to protect the House.
John Thune, the Republican leader in the Senate, was literally the one who proposed this, brought it to the floor, and brought it to Trump. Trump is the one who shot this down. You know it's bad when Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is pretending that Republicans are not in charge right now. He's literally pretending that Democrats have power in the Senate.
Let me answer the question, Chad. I have to protect the House. And I have to protect the American people. That's our responsibility. Our colleagues on this side understand this is not a game. We are not playing their games. These people want open borders, and they want criminal, illegal aliens in the country. They do not want to enforce the law. They want to literally defund. You just read it in the bill here. They want to give $0 to enforcing federal immigration laws and keeping the border secure. That was the biggest issue in the election of 2024, the wide open border.
Okay, wait. Look at the political pivot right here. I'm a Democrat. I think a lot of you guys would consider yourselves Democrats or more liberal. Nobody right now is asking for a bunch of undocumented illegal immigrants, as he says, jumping over the border, committing crimes. Nobody wants that. Nobody in America wants that. We're asking for some common sense negotiations so that ICE agents aren't killing U.S. citizens with no due process, aren't killing U.S. citizens point blank, period, and actually have oversight and investigation when they're doing their job. We have multiple U.S. citizens dead, multiple undocumented immigrants dead, and no accountability for ICE. That is far different than saying, I want illegal immigrants to jump across the border. Nobody's asking for that, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Look at how hard it is for him to spin this specific issue. As CNN points out, you know it's in a bad position. You know Mike Johnson's in a tough spot when he's pretending Democrats control the Senate.
All right, we are listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is very clearly in a very tough spot here. You can tell by how he is pretending that Democrats are in control of the Senate.
This is just so incredibly funny. He repeatedly says in these clips, well, the Democrats, they got to get it figured out in the Senate. Why are they pushing this through in the Senate? It's unconscionable to me that Democrats would do this. Dude, Republicans are the ones who push this forward. The Republican Party is currently running into itself, friction-wise. Watch this clip.
We're not doing that. And it is unconscionable to me that the Democrats would force some sort of negotiation at 3 o'clock in the morning and try to voice this upon the American people and then get on their jets and go home for their holiday and pretend and think that we're going to go along with that. So we're going to do something different. We're going to do the responsible thing. Republicans are going to continue to govern and do the right thing morally, legally, and politically.
Don't be gaslit here, by the way. Do not be gaslit. You can look it up on any website, any news station. Republicans in the Senate finally agreed with Democrats to fund TSA, fund our airports, and restore the funding. Donald Trump is the one that told Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to roll over so he can tickle his tummy like a good boy and say, listen, shoot this bill down. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is a cuck for anything Donald Trump does, so he decided to shoot it down. Now he's out here spinning, and he's really struggling to do so.
We are going to take care of those who take care of us. The employees and the Department of Homeland Security have gone without funding and without paychecks for 42 days.
And on screen right now, you see the wait time at the Houston airport is 150 minutes. Thank God I am not traveling today. To continue, Johnson says the Republicans are not going to be a party to this. Yeah, dude, we know, because you guys are the ones shooting this down.
This has to stop. The Republicans are not going to be a party to this. They've taken hostage the funding processes of government so that they can impose their radical agenda on the American people, and we can't have any part of it.
He's talking about Democrats right now, but if you didn't know any better, you'd think he's just speaking about his own party. Like, listen to the way he describes the Democrats. It's literally what Republicans are doing verbatim.
And this has to stop. The Republicans are not going to be a party to this. They have taken hostage the funding processes of government so that they can impose their radical agenda on the American people, and we can't have any part of it. This gambit that was done last night is a joke. I'm quite convinced that it can't be that every Senate Republican read the language of this bill, and I'm gonna just read you one excerpt of it because it's pretty alarming, and it says everything that you need to know in section 4. This is on page 2 of the bill. This is an actual copy of the bill, that excerpt. It says, quote, the contents printed under the headings of this bill, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Security Operations, under the heading of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol and Protection, shall have no force or effect for purposes of this act, and amounts specified in the final bill under the subheading Border Security Operations and under the heading U.S. Customs and Border Protection and under the headings of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the Department of Homeland Security shall be zero. We're not doing that. And it is unconscionable to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've already allocated so much money to ICE that most countries' militaries would dream to have that much money. And now Democrats are saying we're not going to give any more until we have oversight. And Mike Johnson says, no, we're not going to do that. He says that's the radical part. Democrats are not radical for wanting oversight before we give ICE more funding. This reporter then asks the question, hey, the American people are sick and tired of you blaming Democrats, Democrats blaming Republicans. Can't we just fix this?
And why? And he supports it. Yes.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
The American people are just sick and tired of every one of you, both Republicans and Democrats, come to this podium and blame the other side. People have been standing in lines 3, 4, 5 hours at a time. There are TSA workers that are selling their plasma.
Yep.
At what point is a leader on either side going to stand up and say, we have a path forward that everyone will agree to? This vote.
By the way, the Democrats already did that. The Democrats, and to give credit to the Republicans in the Senate, like Thune, they tried to come to an agreement like adults. Like, honestly, this is how democracy is supposed to work. Credit where credit is due to John Thune, who is now just dipping out of D.C. because he doesn't want to deal with it during his vacation. He said, before I go on vacation, I want to make sure we take care of the American people. So Democrats, let's come together. Let's pass this version of it, even though we're not going to be super happy with it. Democrats had to make some concessions as well, but they decided to come together and pass this version through the Senate. Both sides experienced a little bit of pain, but Democrats came out on top. Democrats won. That's why I made a video this morning saying the Democrats had won in the Senate. Little did I know Donald Trump was going to swoop in and tell the House to entirely shoot it down because they are suicidal, I guess. They are self-destructive. Here is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson just taking the cuck chair saying we're so happy to have a strong commander-in-chief. Trump is right now signing an executive order to fund TSA, but we don't even know if that's constitutional. Most people say that it's not. Congress has the power of the purse, the power to allocate funds. Trump can't just executive order everything when Congress is gridlocked.
We are very
actually sorry, not even gridlocked. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate acted like adults. The House is gridlocked because Republicans in the House will not act like adults. It's important to be clear here. It's the House that is rolling over for Trump.
Very grateful to have a strong commander-in-chief in the White House who has taken real leadership. President Trump has already ordered by executive order that TSA agents will be paid, and that machinery is in process right now. The Office of Management and Budget is working through that to make sure that that happens, and we will reduce the lines and the waits at the airlines, and we'll make sure that those who are protecting us are paid. But what we are going to present and what we're going to vote on this floor, our Rules Committee is working through this right now. We're going to put a clean, simple, continuing resolution that will go until May 22nd. It's just a number of weeks to allow for all those who sacrificially serve the country and protect other Americans.
This is insane. What you're seeing right now is an insane dynamic where Senate Republicans tried to prevent weeks more of chaos, and House Republicans are operating under a completely different incentive structure, complete loyalty to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump was able to come in and blow everything up because, as you know, House Republicans are wrapped around the finger of Donald Trump. So for weeks, Republicans have been messaging that Democrats are the ones causing this dysfunction. They've been saying that Democrats are blocking funding, that we're dragging negotiations, we're responsible for the chaos. And now Republicans own it. Trump owns this, and they have made it so incredibly clear that the 50,000 TSA workers missing paychecks are because of people like Speaker Johnson. Trump is trying to put a Band-Aid on this via executive order. It's not going to work. He's not actually trying to do this. It's kind of like when he shot down the border bill because he thought it would be better for him politically. So I'm going to leave it there. We had a deal. We had a path. Trump shot it down because he's not a leader. He's just a reactionary, decrepit old man. Love you all and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.